Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
The power of giving in your financial plan. I do want to really emphasize this because I think giving at some level is fundamentally important in our financial planning. And there are several reasons for this. First off, it gets us involved in supporting things and organizations and services and people that are less fortunate than us. And just listening this morning, we've got people that are in all kinds of different life circumstances. But you know what? There are others out there that it more than likely are also very having challenging life experiences. And when we give money or give our time, I think both are fundamentally very important. Giving our time is really just as valuable because then our passion and our hearts are in it. But when we're serving an entity that is helping people less fortunate than ourselves, we receive back tenfold in quality of life. So when you're regularly charitably giving, whether it's to church or charity, or both, you regularly are getting those blessings back. And then the other thing is, you know, we live in a society, everything's so materialistic. We know that. And, you know, it's kind of like the old saying, J.D. Rockefeller was asked, how much is enough? How much money is enough? And you know what he said? He said, a little bit more. In other words, if money is the goal, then it's never enough. We know it does not satisfy us, does not please us in the end. I mean, stuff's fun, but it doesn't truly give us inner fulfillment. And the issue of work and money and life balance is so important. And I see so many instances around the community, around the country, and around the world where people's money and life balance is not where it really ideally would be. And so when you regularly give, not only does it fulfill you in a way that buying stuff doesn't, it also gets you this balance in your life and your perspective. And then you also get blessings seeing how other people need help. We all go through challenging times. Sometimes it helps us to see, though, others that are not fortunate, maybe less fortunate than us, and be able to bless and support those organizations. So the power of giving in a financial plan, something, if you can do 1% of your income, just start somewhere. $50 a month, whatever you can do, start somewhere. Find something you're passionate about. Give with your money, and then just as importantly, give some with your time.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.